I've told him, Steve, this is not your Spartacus moment.
Well, how do you know that, Bob? How do you? I mean, it could be. This is a special edition of the Steve Gruber Show coming to you live from the Amway Grand Plaza in downtown Grand Rapids, all part of the West Michigan Policy Forum, brought to you in part by our friends at yellowhose.com, Michigan's lowest price per gallon fuel. Find stations at yellowhose.com and Health Partners, Inc., leaders in home health care and advocates for protecting and preserving auto no-fault. Learn more at healthpartnersinc.com, and that's how you get that done. Now, if you're wondering, the West Michigan Policy Forum is a biennial conference that gathers hundreds of business leaders from around the state to help set the policy priorities that have moved us, believe it or not, into the top 10 as a state to do business in. This year's conference has a theme of a continued focus on reforming the state's unfunded liabilities, specifically from local communities, particularly in the area of pension reform. This is obviously a critical concern for all sorts of communities around the state. Many Michigan cities facing underfunded pension plans, the goal to help them avoid bankruptcy, and that is a real concern for so many communities as they face these unprecedented payments. At the same time, they are committed to keeping the promises that were made to the city workers. So that's a balancing act, you see. How do you make sure that these communities don't go broke because they made big promises when times were good, and when times got tight, well, the money went away, you know. They'll be discussing Michigan's financial health and exploring the current ballot initiatives, how they will impact the economy. Also on tap today, they're going to take time for a deep dive review of Michigan's workforce talent. The state is ranked in the top 10 for investing in education, but unfortunately, our results are in the bottom tier nationwide. Surprising a bit, I would say. It's not a money issue, and it's how and where we are spending that money. Dr. Arthur Brooks will talk about the value of work for all and policies to help ensure that all are working here. Dr. Steve Perry is Oprah's, that's right, that Oprah, her education expert. He'll be on hand here to challenge people, to inspire parents in their communities to get more engaged and involved in local schools. Also today, former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, former presidential candidate, will be here. He'll share an A to F grading system for individual school buildings, which has contributed to Florida's rising student achievement. So all of these things on tap here at the West Michigan Policy Forum, folks, focused on Michigan business and where it goes from here and how things are coming together. All right. So as we head toward the exit today, I just want to sum up the conversations you're going to hear today. You're going to see something this week you probably have never seen before, to an extent you've never seen before, and that is the left is going to go absolutely off the deep end, because this whole Kavanaugh confirmation process has little or nothing to do with Brett Kavanaugh. These unfounded allegations with nobody supporting them, not the first woman who made allegations or the second, everybody that's been singled out and identified as a witness to some sort of a bad behavior by Brett Kavanaugh, every single one of them says, no idea what you're talking about. I've never seen that. Four for four for Christine Blasey Ford. And the first two that were contacted about this Ramirez woman, who says that Brett Kavanaugh exposed himself to her when they were freshmen at Yale. The people that were contacted regarding her conversation, they said no. In fact, the New York Times said it smells. The New York Times said that these allegations just smell. And now the creepy porn lawyer, Michael Avenatti, says he's got more coming up. And, of course, he's a credible source, right? Stormy Daniels' attorney. But what you're going to see this week is an unprecedented level of hysteria, of accusations, of finger-pointing, of demands by the left that this be stalled. For example, the Ramirez woman who came up yesterday in an article from The New Yorker, even though the article itself says the people that were contacted discounted her story and said that's not true, it didn't happen. New Yorker published it anyway in an effort to smear Judge Kavanaugh. And she demanded an FBI investigation. Can you imagine? So she demands an FBI investigation. Christine Blasey Ford, her attorneys, demand an FBI investigation. And to what end? And the only end here is to stall the process. So the only place we go from here, and I'm going to tell you right now, I think his chances for confirmation are less than 50-50 at this point. Even though there's no substance thus far that we're aware of from any of the accusers, and Christine Blasey Ford is supposed to testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee come Thursday at 10 a.m. in the morning. Don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if I'd wager a bet on that quite yet. She's supposed to come into open hearing at 10 o'clock Thursday morning. And what is she going to offer? Well, this happened. Well, no, it didn't. Yes, it did. The four people that you identified say they have no knowledge of what you're talking about. But they'll push forward. And if Kavanaugh is destroyed in this smear job, in this attack, in this baseless attack thus far, I've seen no evidence, you've seen no evidence, you got people out there, I believe her. Based on what? The fact that everybody that she says was there said they have no idea what she's talking about? Is that what your belief is based on? Is your belief based on you just don't like Kavanaugh? You just don't like Donald Trump? I think that's more likely. But we have a thing in this country called due process, the assumption of innocence. We have that as well, but it's not being applied here, that's for sure. Not being applied here, and that's a dangerous precedent for this country. This country's foundational principles are based on innocence, not presumed guilt. You know, and we've gone too far. I think that good Democrats, good liberals ought to step up and say, you know what, we've gone too far. There's got to be some common sense Democrats who can say, this is too far. Where's a Joe Manchin? Where is a Heidi Heitkamp or a Joe Donnelly? You want to help your reelection efforts? Step up and say, this is wrong. Destroying a man and destroying his entire life based on accusations that have no evidence, no foundation. Good liberals, good Democrats should step up and say, you know what, this is wrong, because you could be next. If they can attack somebody, it could be your brother, your son, your husband could be next. Any accusation doesn't matter if the veracity is true. The veracity of these claims doesn't matter. It's just about the accusation. Accusation equals guilt. And my friends, that is absolutely wrong. If you get your data stolen, what are you going to do? Happens to everybody sooner or later. Everybody gets their data stolen sooner or later. I decided to be proactive. Ivy and I decided to be proactive and make sure that we were protected. We did that by using the Michigan Chamber and the new Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com, click on the ID Theft Protection logo to find out more and to get signed up. It's available to chamber members and their employees. Don't miss a bit. This is the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. The one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available for celebrating the sanctity of human life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slgwitness.com.